I'm currently at the Canberra Textile Works in Chifley at the Transformation with a Twist and Turn event, which is being held by the Canberra Spinners and Weavers. Now, one of the first displays I came across was this wonderful artwork, which to me looked like a landscape in the Australian outback in a very strange material, which was a woven product. Because you generally don't see works of art in a woven product, but this looked like an abstract of the outback. And I'd like to introduce Monique, who is the artisan behind the display. Welcome to 2XX.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, you'd like me to talk about the piece. It was inspired by the idea of that we have a lot of fast fashion that is being dumped in the environment. We export it to Africa and they don't know what to do with it either. So I was thinking about how we dump dump into the environment, and then what happens years and years and years later? Will they dig it up like an archaeological dig? So that came, that idea for the design then came from the rock face near the Parliament House on National Circuit. And I photographed a few sections of it, and I used that, the stratification of that, to then weave with the cloths that I found and sourced, old shirts from my husband, from myself, old sheets, other fabrics that I've kept in my rag selection for cleaning up. And so I buried them in a bucket of compost with rusty implements, and it meant that the fabrics weren't sometimes not even recognizable, and several after 5 weeks even dissolved. It became slime and moldy. And I washed all them, I ironed them, steamed them, so there's no no contamination there. And I cut them up as threads. And so I used the colours of those fabrics marked by the mud and the rust as the colours for those different sections in the stratification of the rock face.
Now, you said to me that you're going to make a third component of this wonderful piece of work, the artwork that you've created. How are you going to ensure that it is of a similar colour scheme?
Well, that's I have to be a little bit lucky. I have some threads left over, the threads that I cut from the fibres, from the fabrics. But, I'll make probably some more rusty, dusty, horrible, muddy cloth to fit in. And they don't have to necessarily work all together, but I would like them to be at least sisters and brothers, to be together.
Monique, someone mentioned to me that you have been in this sort of activity for some time. What's a little bit about your background and weaving?
I learned to weave more than 45 years ago. And that one thing came the next. So an interesting thing about this piece of these pieces of work too is they're not woven on a regular loom. They're woven on a loom where every thread can be controlled individually. Normally a loom, you would have groups of threads that go up and down to create a texture. This loom is called a jacquard loom. And so you can then actually translate images from a photo into a weave structure that you can then read as the image after it's woven.
And if we're going to be privileged to come to the next exhibition of this group, have you got any planned to have on display that you might just have thoughts about now that is going to take your next piece to a different level?
Oh, that's a hard one. I've just finished a whole series about rubbish weaving, so we actually use the rubbish to weave rubbish images, and they're at the show. It's on show at the Craft ACT at the moment, and so I want to weave a third one to this one, and there are more ideas brewing about rubbish. I'm afraid there's so much of it around that we need to address that. Yeah, so I'm not quite sure where.
Now, just finally, do you have a social, a web presence so people could have a look at what you have created, or are you planning something in the future so that a lot of us can share in the wonderful work that you've done?
Yeah, this is where I'm not very good. I have a very rudimentary website that I don't even want to share at the moment. This was my project for this year, to set up a website, and it hasn't quite happened. So maybe that's why my next work for next year.
Well, Monica, thank you for sharing your work today. It was a privilege to have that on display today. Thank you very much.